Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 26th. I want to wish everybody a very happy Memorial Day weekend out here. I hope that you might take a moment to seriously have a prayer for those soldiers that have given the ultimate sacrifice for this country and the democracy that we hold dear. The grains overnight were strong. July corn up 4 cents. $5.94, July wheat up 8.25 cents at $6.12.5, and July beans up 12 cents at $13.36. The December corn finished up 11.5 cents at $5.27. First time we've seen really the old crop lose ground to the new crop out here in quite some time. The November beans were up 13.5 cents. At $11.85.75. So between D's corn and November beans, the market is showing some concern about the dry weather, and that's certainly the predominant feature out here. From most of Iowa east in through Indiana, Ohio, looks like very dry weather for the next 7 to 8 days. Maybe a few showers a week from Saturday, but they look very light. Temperatures ranging from the mid-80s up to the low 90s. Not extreme heat, but certainly pretty dry weather out here. And the market is, you know, trying to balance the weather forecasts with the debt ceiling. Now, the latest in the debt ceiling is they're talking that they're much closer to a deal than they have been. The stock market's up just 60 points here. But the silver's back up 35 cents. Gold's up $5, so perhaps it's telling us that maybe the debt deal is going to get done. Hopefully it will get done because this country cannot afford to go into default even for one day, period, end of statement. So we've got, you know, these two various factors here fighting against each other, the weather versus the debt ceiling. We also have dry conditions in central Russia. Russia keeps complaining about the trade deal, but, you know, they're in it for another 45 days. So, you know, I don't know. They can make it tough on the exporters out here. There's all kinds of things that they can do. But, you know, that may be part of the strength in the wheat market. But I like the way the market's closed overnight. If we can have a decent close here and we remain dry with forecasts over the weekend, I would think that with the funds short as much wheat and corn as they are, that we could see certainly much higher prices next week. But that's dependent on getting a trade deal done. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. And have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend.